We're in the Transportation Commission room, and we will have Carrie call the roll.
Rod Fulmer?
Here.
Ralph Marquardt? Larry Nelson?
Here.
Don Roby?
Here.
Ron Rosenboom?
Here.
Mike Valley?
Here.
Kyle White?
Here.
Kathy Zander?
Here. Should we have everyone in the room, and should we tell who everyone's here?
Greg Fuller, Director of Operations.
Carla Engel, Legal Counsel.
Bonnie Olson, Legal Office.
Mark Leiferman, Project Development.
Sam Weisgram, Project Development.
Carrie Kroll, Office Secretary.
Okay, so first we'll ask, are there any consideration of conflicts of interest this morning we need to address? Oh, first of all, who else? Is there someone else on the phone besides AGC office? So let's go forward and ask for approval of the May 23rd, 2019 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Roby moves.
Fulmer goes second.
Fulmer. Okay, so we have a motion by Roby, second by Fulmer. Are there any questions?
This is Dolly. When I read it online, there was a just a typo error, and I'll be darned if I can find it now when I print it out. So it was, I think it was an extra width in there, two width or something, and I've read it through three, four times this morning. I can't find it, so maybe I was just out of it when I read it online. Thank you.
If we find it, I'll fix it. Can that be in the stipulations, in the motion?
Sure. Okay, Mike, thank you. So we'll vote now. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. And Carrie will call the roll.
Fulmer?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye. Motion carries. So you move to consideration of bid awards. Is that you, Sam?
Yeah, yes, Mike's out today, so this is Sam. I'll be taking care of the bid awards. Just had the one bid opening since the last time we met. The June 5th bid letting consisted of six contracts. 14 bids were received. The low bids totaled $5,570,549, which was $548,404 or 9% below the engineer's estimate of $6,118,954. We've completed our review of the bids, and we have three recommendations for you today. The first recommendation is for projects 1 and 2, which were bid in combination. BX Civil and Construction was the ask check combination low bidder of two bids for these projects. Their bid for project number one was $1,801,000, which is $146,262, or 8.8% over the engineer's estimate of $1,654,737. Their bid for project number two was $198,000, which was $34,491, or 21.1%. above the engineer's estimate of $163,508. These projects consisted of concrete pavement repair on multiple routes in the Watertown and Huron areas. Through a review of the bids received, we did not identify any particular item of work that was bid unreasonably high, and we do feel that the low bid price is justifiable for the work being completed. As a result, we are recommending approval of the award of contracts 1 and 2.
Do I have a motion to approve contracts 1 and 2?
Fulmer will
move.
Fulmer first, Valley second. Are there any questions or discussion about projects 1 and 2? If not, Kara, call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no.
Fulbert?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Xander?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I'll take us to project number 3. Complete Concrete, doing business as Complete Contracting Solutions, was the only bidder for this project. Their bid was $629,999, which is $115,403, or 22.4%, above our engineer's estimate of $514,595. This project consists of construction of a concrete pedestrian path and installation of a box culvert to provide access for to provide a pedestrian route to the elementary school and high school in Custer. Through analysis of the bid received, we do feel the bid price is high for the work being completed, and we do believe that reletting this project in the fall has the potential to improve bidding results. In addition, we have consulted with the City of Custer, who is in agreement to reject bids and relet the project and wait for 2020 construction. As a result, we are recommending rejection of the bid for this contract.
Do I have a motion to reject project 2? 3.
There could possibly be somebody on the phone.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Rosenboom, I'll so move.
Is there a second?
Roby, second.
Rosenboom made the motion. Roby, second. Is there anyone on the phone that has any questions other than the commission or discussion? Anyone on the commission have questions or discussion? Okay.
This is Kyle. Just kind of curious. It says that it's a trail to the Custer School Complex. Is this an important trail from a standpoint of kids getting to school?
Yeah, I believe, you know, that's the intention of the project. So it is a meaningful route. But I, you know, talking with the City of Custer, it's something that they have a, you know, substantial financial stake in this project, and it is something that they feel they could wait for. More than likely, the job wasn't going to get built until the late fall anyway. So it wasn't going to be something that was going to be open for the beginning of the school year. So, you know, next year what we'll do is we'll specify a completion date that allows the project to be completed before the next school year. So there's really not a – you're not going to benefit this whole school year by having that route done this year, I guess. So talking with Custer, they were willing to wait till fall and hopefully get some better competition and improve these results. So.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
Yes.
Any other questions for Sam? If not, go ahead.
What percent does Custer or this local school have in this, and what percent does the state?
Custer has roughly 37% stake in this project, so they had to 37% is what they would have to come up with.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions for Sam? If not, Kara, call the roll to vote to reject project 3. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Fulbert?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Xander?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, Sam.
All right, thank you. That takes us to our last recommendation, which involves projects 4, 5, and 6. Projects 4 and 5 were both more than 10% below our engineer's estimate. Project 6 was within 10% of our engineer's estimate. Based on a review of those bids for projects 4, 5, and 6, we are recommending approval of the award of those contracts.
Do I have a motion for projects 4, 5, and 6 to approve?
So moved.
Valley will so move.
We'll give a motion to Valley, second to Holberg. Any questions for Sam? If not, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. And Carrie will call the roll. Holberg?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Vander?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Anything else, Sam?
Nothing that I don't believe from planning and engineering.
Okay. Anything? Okay, so it's also the time right now for public input. If anyone from the public would like to give any input, this is... do that now. Seeing none, we'll see you at the next meeting on Thursday, July 27th at 9 o'clock a.m. in Pier, and call for adjournment.
Very good.